Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach. In each episode, I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called Side Hustles for People Who Hate Social Media. Now let's dive in. What if I told you the most successful side hustlers I know barely post on social media, yet they're quietly building six-figure businesses while everyone else is chasing likes and followers? It sounds counterintuitive in our hyper-connected world, but there's profound wisdom in understanding why this works. Here's what fascinates me about human behavior. We've convinced ourselves that visibility equals viability. But research from Harvard Business Review reveals that 73% of successful small businesses prioritize direct customer relationships over social media presence. Think about it. When you need a plumber at midnight, you don't scroll Instagram. You call someone who solved your problem before. This is what I call the quiet profit principle. Instead of creating content for algorithms, focus on solving real problems for real people. Build your business around skills, not followers. It's not about being seen by everyone. It's about being indispensable to someone. The truth is, one quality referral from a satisfied customer is worth 100 social media impressions. Word of mouth travels faster and converts higher than any Instagram story because it carries something social media can't manufacture: genuine trust. Let me share Sarah's story. She's an accountant who started a bookkeeping side hustle without any social media presence. Instead of posting daily content, she offered free financial audits to three local businesses. Those three clients referred 12 more within 6 months. She systematized her onboarding, created client success templates, and built automated referral requests. Today, Sarah earns $80,000 annually, working 15 hours per week with zero social media required. Her secret wasn't being visible to everyone. It was being valuable to a few. This approach creates what I call sustainable growth. You scale through systems and processes, not personal brand dependency. You create value that exists independent of your online presence, building something that doesn't require your constant performance. Here's your action plan for this week. Choose three potential clients in your target market. Offer them a free consultation, audit, or sample of your service. Create a simple follow-up system to request referrals from satisfied clients. Document what works and turn it into a repeatable process. Track results based on revenue and client satisfaction, not engagement metrics. While everyone else is performing their success online, you'll be quietly building something real, sustainable, and profitable in the background. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.